You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator. You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
You're listening to Press This, a WordPress community podcast on WMR. Each week, we spotlight members of the WordPress community. I'm your host, Doc Pop. I support the WordPress community through my role at WP Engine and my contributions at torquemag.io. You can subscribe to Press This on Red Circle, iTunes, Spotify, or your favorite podcasting app, or you can download episodes directly from WMR.fm. Today, we're going to dive headfirst into the world of affiliate marketing, where clicks can turn into cash and partnerships can pave the way for growing your brand, business, and website. Our guest today is Dustin Howes, the chief coach at PerformanceMarketingManager.com, and he's going to tell us how bloggers, influencers, and savvy entrepreneurs can turn their passion into profit by promoting the products they love. But it's good alliteration there. Dustin, how are you doing today?
Doing great. Dr. Popular, so good to be hanging out with you again. I miss our days at WP Engine, man.
Right on. Well, let's kick this off. Why don't you tell us how you got into WordPress?
Oh, absolutely. It's been a good, I don't know, 12 years since I started my own site. Like I went to a meetup in Austin and they were talking about starting your own blog and people were teaching you how to do it. And I remember it being pretty difficult to like create and spin up your own WordPress site. And since then, I feel like WordPress has just gotten so much easier through the years. Mm-hmm. But that was my first doing in digital marketing world. And eventually I became an affiliate manager over at WP Engine, really engulfed myself into the WordPress community, going to WordCamps and hanging out with that kind of folk, and really enjoyed the camaraderie of the WordPress community itself.
When you got into WordPress, you were saying you went to a meetup in Austin about like building a website. Was that to get into marketing, or is that just you were kind of doing it for, you know, just your own personal blog, and then marketing kind of came out of that?
Well, I had already got my start in affiliate marketing, and I'd watched all these folks making millions of dollars on their blogs and like absolutely killing it, just making a living starting it. And I said, well, I mean, why can't I just go and do that? So that's what I started to go and do. And what it turned out to be is getting the groundwork to understand what affiliates actually go through and how hard it is to create an affiliate website and be an entrepreneur in that space. So I grew a lot of empathy for the affiliate partners that I work with today by learning what they have to go through in building a site. And so that first framework of creating my first blog, turned into me creating, you know, five other sites at this point and getting better and better at WordPress and being an entrepreneur that I am today.
For our listeners, let's go ahead and describe what is affiliate marketing and what are some of the basic models of affiliate marketing?
So in its essence, affiliate marketing is click and sales-based traffic going from one website to another and then crediting the affiliate partner with a commission for that end sale. So let's take, for example, you have a website that has traffic and that subject is electronics, right? You say, this is the best computer and this is why, and here's where you can go and buy it. And that link goes to Amazon or a Best Buy or something of that nature, a place that actually has these things for sale. And that end user that read your blog and clicked through your link goes to that website, makes a purchase, and then that website kicks you back a commission of the sale. So you might earn 5 to 20% of whatever the sale actually brought that company.
And that could be pay per sale, or you might get paid per click, or you might get paid per lead that you generate.
Yeah, absolutely. All of the above are possibilities in affiliate programs. I highly suggest you pay per acquisition, a CPA, for the sale. Leads and clicks can get a little hairy if you're creating affiliate programs that pay out on leads and clicks. It could get a little bit sketch in terms of like fraud, because there can be a lot of sites that join your affiliate program, bring you a whole bunch of clicks and leads that are fake and get paid and then leave you high and dry. So when sales actually happen, that's a much more dependable route for you as a company to be paying out just when you actually make money.
And I think for the point of today's conversation, we're going to focus on the affiliate side, the blog that's sending the traffic to the larger companies. Is there a type of size that affiliates usually need to be? Is there such a thing as like, oh, you're too big to be in affiliate marketing, or you're too small to be in affiliate marketing?
I don't think there's ever a too small. The too big is debatable. So let's start on the small side. When you're just get starting as an entrepreneur in affiliate marketing might be your key to getting your first earnings on your website. Your website might have low traffic and you're trying to rank for certain keywords that you're writing about. And so when you do that, affiliate marketing can be a great revenue source while you continue to build content. And eventually you get to a point where your traffic is in the hundreds of thousands of visits per year or even per month. And then you can start considering other avenues of traffic or ways to utilize the traffic that is coming in. And that's where things like AdSense comes in, where you can earn just on images being up on your site and impressions, and you get paid on that. It's much more minimal than affiliate marketing. And if you're good at affiliate marketing on your website, then you really never go back to anything else. But then at the super level, when you're getting hundreds of thousands of visitors per month, and maybe even the millions, now you have the availability to name your own prices for the pages that you're promoting companies. And you can take on sponsorships for being on your website for extended periods of time, thousands of dollars to be sponsors on this page that is getting all this kind of traffic. So it's really an evolution, but affiliate marketing is a great starting point. And there are many companies out there, huge publications like CNET, that are still using affiliate marketing today as their main source of revenue.
And I do want to let people know we are going to dive into the WordPress side of things. After this break, we're going to talk about plugins and benefits of WordPress. But before we do, just one more question, just kind of on broad affiliate marketing definitions and things like that. If someone listening were to get into affiliate marketing, if they're interested in that, what sort of objectives or goals should they try starting off with or setting for themselves?
I think the best advice I could give anybody that's getting into creating content and developing their website is try to rank on Google first before becoming an affiliate. So Adam Inpuroy's incredible journey around this, where he would build a piece of content, let it rank for 3 months with organic links, and then go back and optimize it with affiliate links. And that way you give Google a chance to index your site and recognize you as an authoritative figure before you go and try to make money off of that site. And this is a really good strategy for those starting out. Like, you don't need to go and try to make every penny on every blog post that you create. Create the content first, let it rank, and then come back to it at a later time when you have the time to optimize it for commissions.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that's a good spot for us to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to continue our conversation with Dustin Howes, and we're going to dive into the tools and benefits of using WordPress for affiliate marketing. So stay tuned for more after the short break.
Time to plug into a commercial break. Stay tuned for more Press This in just a moment.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Welcome back to Press This, a WordPress community podcast. I'm your host, Doc Pop, chatting today with Dustin Howes. Howdy, Dustin.
What's up, Doc?
Boo! And we are back to talk about the WordPress side of things. We've been talking about affiliate marketing. We've been setting kind of the definitions for people like myself who maybe don't know much about it. And Dustin's been explaining kind of the different models and the different practices you kind of want to do. And we definitely want to dive into why, what benefits WordPressers might have for affiliate marketing. So let's start with that. Is WordPress a good platform for this type of thing?
I would say it's not the only solution, but like the major go-to solution for affiliate marketers out there. So there are other content management systems that could work with affiliate, but in my experience, it has been the easiest route to getting a website up, getting it ranking on Google, and making your life easier in the long run when you're building out new content, just because of the ease of what posts and whatever, you know, solution you have internally for maximizing the value of SEO, whether it be using Rank Math or Yoast or whatever plugins. Like, WordPress is just so simple in terms of making an affiliate's life easy.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, my first hunch was going to be, you're going to say, yeah, there's lots of plugins for this sort of thing. But you're actually just mentioning the benefits of WordPress in general. It's easier to spin up, and it's great for kind of getting that SEO tuned. There's a lot of tools for that. But let's talk about the plugin side. Are there like a plugin ecosystem for affiliate marketing, or is that not really how this kind of business works?
There are definitely plugins that you should be utilizing. Something that I mean, obviously you have your optimization site plugins, right? Yeah, your WP Rocket or whatever you may be using to optimize the speed of your site. Always beneficial, because affiliate sites are going to rank higher on Google if they're running faster. So you need your good WordPress hosting. You need plugins that are maximizing the value of your site speed. But as far as affiliate plugins, one of my most used and favorite is PrettyLinks. Thirsty Affiliates also a good solution here, but PrettyLinks allows me to make a link and then share it anywhere on the internet and redirect through my affiliate link. And it makes it look a lot cleaner. It makes my work easier if I'm spreading the word about one product and then they change the landing page and give me something else. I don't have to go throughout the entire internet and change that URL. I just have to do it one time in PrettyLinks, and it just makes my life so much easier, changing it in one place on my site, and it changes it throughout my entire site. So PrettyLinks is one of those must-haves for me as an affiliate marketer.
I want to say I use PrettyLinks on all my sites, actually, and Great. It's super handy. I'm not using it for affiliate marketing. It's very versatile. It's free in the plugin repository, and it's great for, like, if you are on Instagram and you want to create a very short link, you could say, like, torquemag.io/newsletter. And the newsletter could go to that longer form, even sending it off to like a MailChimp signup page or something. So PrettyLinks is great. And I can totally see, I don't use it for affiliate marketing, but I'm sure that's very easy to see how going from just using it for link shortening to using it for tracking links and shortening URLs and being able to manage those links after you've already shared them without having to, like, as you said, go through the internet and find every mention of it. You could just change that one PrettyLink. And you don't have to worry about the, you know, if the URL has changed, your URL can be just switched to forward to the new one.
Yeah, it's super easy. So PrettyLinks is an absolute must. Another suite of my favorites are, you know, Syed Balki's suite of plugins out there that he uses. He's the best affiliate in the WordPress community. He started WP Ginner. 10 plus years ago and became a monster affiliate for all these programs. And then he started absorbing up a lot of plugins like WP Forms, and he created Monster Insights and the Pop-It plugin. I can't think of the name real quick. Doc, you got it?
The Pop-It plugin?
No. Pop-Up.
Pop-Up.
Opt-In Monster. Excuse me. Opt-In Monster. All those are really great tools for affiliates to be recognizing how their site is doing, what traffic is the most valuable. And like WP Forms is great for opt-in situations and getting more into in depth of where you get the initial sign up so that people come back is super important for the affiliate. You need to be building up your email list today so that you can optimize that traffic at a later time. And those kinds of plugins are great building up your list so that you can promote something that you really believe in 10 emails down the line, even when they leave your site. Well, after that, they're going to be coming back to you as an authority figure. And if you have their email address captured by one of those awesome plugins, just makes your life so much easier.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, you touched on something that I think we could talk about here. There's no rule saying that you have to be genuinely interested in what you're, you know, setting up a blog for. Like if your goal is to get into affiliate marketing. But I do imagine a lot of folks are really into horses and they already have a blog that's maybe doing well and they want to just write about that and then kind of start adding in affiliate links. Is that sort of the normal progression of things, or do you find that people do just kind of find a hole in the market and say, oh, I think I can own that, and then try to spin up a blog around that?
Two theories here, or two routes about this. One is you can blog as a business. Like, you can start blogging and creating a new site today and start blogging about something you really believe in or you don't believe in. Like, if you just see a niche in the market that you really want to get into that is untapped, then go for it. But the best blogs and the best content out there is from people that have a passion about something and really want to be a part of that community and vertical. So yes, if you're starting a blog about horses because you love horses, that is a great starting point. And then you can go and monetize it later with affiliate marketing. But the best way to be like looking for those partners that you could be working with that are based around horses is go and join an affiliate network. Go join a big affiliate network like ShareSale or Impact. Become an affiliate on their platform, and then you can search for all the merchants, advertisers that are out there that are talking, that are have a product that you could sell on your website easily. So for your horse folks, it might be saddles. Like, go and look for the best saddles out there and find a website that you want to send people to that has an affiliate program. Now, yeah, you could go search the ShareSales and the Impacts and the CJs of the world for advertisers in that space, or you can go directly to the brands that you really like and go down to the footer of their page and look for an affiliate program or ask customer support. They have an affiliate program if you can't find it there on the footer. And then go and join those programs that for the products that you really believe in. And you don't have to believe in the product to be a good affiliate, but it helps, if that makes mm-hmm. sense.
Mm-hmm. And I think on that note, we're going to take one more short break. And when we come back, we're going to wrap up our conversation with Dustin Howes, and we're going to talk about how to manage these tools using WordPress. So stay tuned for more right after the short break.
Time to plug into a commercial break. Stay tuned for more Press This in just a moment.
America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. By honoring your career calling, you impact your family, your friends, and your community. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
Welcome back to Press This. We are talking to Dustin Howes about affiliate marketing and WordPress. Dustin, we've talked a lot about affiliate management. Can you tell us what is affiliate management? Tell us a little bit more about that.
Yeah, you got it. So affiliate management is the other side of the equation. All the companies that you're out there promoting as an affiliate need somebody to manage the partnerships that are coming in. So for example, WP Engine, I was running their affiliate program for a few years there, and I was working with all the affiliates that were driving traffic to WP Engine to create the sales that have built it up to what it is today. So affiliate management, there aren't a lot of courses out there for brands to go and take and learn how to effectively run an affiliate program, but I've created one out there. I mean, there are literally hundreds of courses that you can take as an affiliate to learn how to be a good affiliate. But when it comes to affiliate management side of things and being a good affiliate manager, either have to go to a conference or learn this on your own working for an agency or somebody else. So my particular skill set is running affiliate programs, and it just so happens that being that I'm an affiliate myself and I've worked with so many affiliates in the past, That's why I could talk about being an affiliate and how to be a good affiliate.
Yeah. How best to manage Dustin and other Dustins out there.
That's right.
Yeah. And we did kind of specify earlier that, you know, parts of the conversation were about the affiliate side of things being the people sending the traffic. So it is kind of interesting that you said there's not necessarily those resources out there for people who are like receiving the traffic on how to deal with those affiliates. So that's kind of cool that you have a program out there just for that kind of specific thing.
Absolutely. And it's a do-it-yourself course that I sell. It's at performancemarketingmanager.com. And this goes soup to nuts of like creating an affiliate program, launching it, and then scaling it up. So one of those things that a lot of companies do is they don't come up with a good strategy before they start an affiliate program. And that is a recipe for disaster, because if you think you can just create an affiliate program and all these affiliates are going to show up at your doorstep, you're absolutely wrong. So it is hard work creating an affiliate program that people actually want to join. So there is a lot of intricate details that go into developing that affiliate program the right way.
Mm-hmm. And let's wrap this up. How could people find you online?
You can go to DustinHouse.com, find me at me at DustinHouse.com. And if you'd like any advice, being an affiliate or an affiliate manager, or you're thinking about creating an affiliate program, go to DustinHouse.com/pod15, and I will give you 15 minutes of my time for free to point you in the right direction and help you on this journey. Because that's what I like to do. I like to hang out with new people and, help them in any way I can.
Right on. Well, thank you so much for joining us today, Dustin. It's been really interesting learning about this side of things. That's it for this episode of Press This, a WordPress community podcast on WMR. You can follow our adventures on Twitter at The Torque Mag. That's The Torque Mag on Twitter. Or you can go to torquemag.io, where you can find other episodes of Press This, including transcriptions and including our live streams and tutorials and other coverage we have on the WordPress space. So check that out, torquemag.io. You can subscribe to Press This on Red Circle, iTunes, Spotify, or download it directly from WMR.fm. Again, I'm your host, Doc Pop. I support the WordPress community through my role at WP Engine, and I love spotlighting members of the community each week on Press This.
The opinions expressed on this program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of WebmasterRadio.fm's management or sponsors. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without authorized consent of WebmasterRadio.fm is prohibited.